Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ladies and gentlemen, Tami Otake is he's from Japan. He's from a family, 250-year-old family business. He grew up during World War II in Japan, and he's been a witness to at least a half century, if not more, of how things have changed significantly between his country, his original native country, and the United States. He's taken the best of both worlds and made opportunity out of that. He's turned his Japanese company into a global company, and other companies. He's taken other companies and made them successful. So he's a great entrepreneur, one of the great managers, a legendary manager of the last 50 years. There's a new book out that's about his career and about his journey that he co-authored with his son, Adam, called Zenovation. I recommend it to you. And we have Tami Otake here right now. I'm very excited about having him on the show. Tami Otake, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book, and congratulations on writing it with your son.
Thank you very much. That was the best thing that I have ever done.
Yeah, I bet. I'm sure it brought you guys a lot closer. Tami, talk to us for a moment about growing up in Japan during World War II.
Well, I was still very young at the time, and I was in Nagoya, which is the center of the industrial area of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And we had been bombed by the American allies, so that the older kids have to be evacuated. Mm-hmm. So I have been evacuated to learn how to deal with other kids to live together. And especially, I have to walk around the girls.
Ah.
The girls is much more stronger than the boys. They're more smarter.
Ah.
Ha ha. So we have learned a lot of things to just to try to manage people and try to work as a team. And
so you learned about diversity during that time, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And that helped you. That helped you in your career, didn't it?
Well, I think so, because I have to do everything by myself, so that I have learned that I have to learn everything by myself on hand, sometimes off hand.
Mm-hmm.
But getting into something else, looking into the situations and how they're going to analyze it, how they're going to expect the outcome, how they're going to get it done, those are the things that I have learned.
Right. So when you took your 250-year-old Japanese company, family-owned business, you yes. made it a global company. You actually brought American, years later, you brought American fashion to Japan. And so how was it blending those two cultures, those two social cultures, fashion cultures, and business cultures?
Well, what I have done is that my Japanese company have been dealt with all the Japanese product for the Japanese people.
Mm-hmm. You were making kimonos, weren't you?
Huh?
You were making kimonos.
Yes, we have been making kimonos and all other stuff, but all for the traditional Japanese look. But that has been a difficult to work in the office, or maybe not too efficient.
Right.
So that right after the World War II, the American people came in, and all the world had been changing. And all those, what we call it, the Western clothing,
mm-hmm.
dresses and sportswear, mm-hmm. and et cetera, become a popular little by little. So I thought, oh, maybe this is the way to go. So I have done a little bit of the adventurous changes in my company, and stopped buying all the Japanese clothes, and then we start to change the company to the Western clothes.
That was a big risk, wasn't it?
I think yes. I don't know for sure whether I would like to do it again or not. But
you were the first person to do that, weren't you, in Japan?
Yes. Yeah. So that was a little venture, and all our executives are dealt with the kimono,
mm-hmm.
and we told them that we're not going to do kimono anymore, and then they said, what are you going to do? I said, oh, I have to think about it. And
tell us about when you started working with Americans, how did the two cultures come together? How well did they come together? What were the challenges?
I always make, as a CEO, you have to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And my thinking is that if the decision be made and both party is not too happy, that's the fairest decision that I have made.
Right.
If one side is happy, the other side is unhappy, that's not maybe settled very well. So the American way and Japanese way, you have to think about it. Even if you want to accomplish the same objectives, there are mm-hmm. the different ways to do it. For instance, if you cut the lumber, you use a manual saw.
Mm-hmm.
In the West, you push to cut the lumber
mm-hmm.
with the saw. In the East, you pull the saw uh-huh. to cut the lumber. But accomplishment is the same.
Right.
You can cut the lumber. So there's two ways to do it. And there may be other ways to do it, too.
So what you had to do was seek the similarities, not the differences.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we have to think about the objectives. What do we want to accomplish?
What's the final result? Not get hung up on the process in between.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. I just wanted to see how that's going to be accomplished.
Tommy, hold on to that thought. We're going to talk some more, folks. Legendary business manager, legendary global entrepreneur, Tommy Otake, the author of Zenovation, is right here. We're going to be back after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.